You'll be delighted to know that the price of home heating oil is going up and up and up. Now, you'll be delighted to know because you're not buying any at the moment, but this is going to come as some dunt to you when you do decide to go and buy oil in the very near future. Let me speak to Jamie DeLargy, business expert. Jamie, good morning. Good
morning, Frank.
Jamie, what is the story with the home heating oil?
Well, it's been moving up steadily during the course of the year. Just about January, you could have bought 500 litres typically for about £125. Now it's gone up to, there a week or so ago, it was £175. That's a £50 increase, a 40% increase. It slid back a little. It's about £170 currently, but it's way up on what it was at the trough at the very bottom of the market.
Why has it gone up so much since Christmas time?
Well, the price of oil was, I suppose, artificially low. It was retailing at something like around about $25 a barrel. It's now moved up to $45. So the price of oil has almost doubled. Why is it doubled? Well, because you can't really take oil out of the ground at that price and make any money. Many of the people who, many of the companies that source oil, you need at least $50, even $60 a barrel. So at a certain point, it was always going to recover. But that's against the background of the fact that it's a very weak economy around the world, and there's an awful lot of oil about. So it hasn't fully recovered to what it probably should be, maybe $60, but it has been going up, and it's dragged up the price of home heating oil.
People aren't using it at the minute. We've got a mild summer. Okay, not a hot summer, but a mild one. I'd be surprised if people are running their tank. But when they go for their next fill, they're going to have budgeted an extra 50 or 60 quid for it.
Well, exactly. It's not quite a total price shock. I mean, you have to recall that it wasn't so long ago that 500 litres would have cost you £250. I mean, it's, as I say, at the moment it's 170, so it's still well short of what it was. So in that sense, it's not going to be an incredible shock or surprise. But at the same time, yes, when I think a lot of people, maybe towards the autumn, start to look at what they'll have to pay for their oil, they're going to find it's gone up quite a bit.
Which is the most expensive, oil or gas?
Well, that's a good question, Frank, and I'm glad you asked it, because I did a wee calculation recently, and that's against the background where oil haven't fallen so far in price and gas haven't come down a bit, but not anywhere near as much. Oil was so much cheaper than gas. You'd have been mad to rip out the old oil boiler and put in a gas boiler. But now they're even Stevens. There's nothing to choose between them, really. So if people are thinking of moving to gas for the convenience, and it is the right fuel in terms of what it's doing for climate change, it's a less polluting type of fuel, this might be the time to consider gas.
Okay, Jamie, thank you. We'll keep a close eye on the oil prices, but they're up considerably from Christmas time, up 40%. And it's usually at times like this that you get in touch with us and tell us where the best deals are for buying your oil. But as I say, in the middle of July, the 25th of July, you've probably not given it a second thought. How do the oil men, as they would say, up our part of the world, how does the oil industry locally survive in the summertime if no one's buying the product? Well, you can answer if you wish.